PW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts?
Yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year.
Okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
To white people thing?
No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people
and
thing.
It was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled
for. Would you ever call for that?
We gotta get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that?
It was yours.
This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything. So, e plunimus glumus?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Wow, I think I need a cat's tail on my microphone because I'm hearing the wind blow through here. But anyway, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute, let's start this over. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here. That includes me and the rest of the crew. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. This is, my garage, loud and wrong. Hey, beep that out. We are here live at 4215 West Hillsborough Place, known as the Hooters, the place to be where you get your fine chicken wings, shrimp, and burgers, and you can book your draft party here. That's what the moniker says. Hey, I'm glad I messed up after he was gone with the manager sitting right here, and I hollered out Pin Chasers.
Say it again.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I got that. So, let's go ahead and make this award deserving because we are an award deserving show. So, without further ado, we have to introduce the crew. I don't even know where to go. To my peripheral vision to the left is the man who's putting the music through your eardrums. You like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a friend ought to stick.
Oh, you stuck like Chuck, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's fine to see and to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm figuring that since you're sticking like a friend who ought to stuck, you would just know the reason we're here. You would be happy to know reason we're here.
No, don't say that.
You got to stick with it.
No, please.
Because the reason we are here, ladies and gentlemen, is only for one reason. And I like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking good, Spike, but I got a question for you. I mean, I always show up come to the show for free.
But all right.
Is there, how do you get tickets? How do these guys get tickets to the show?
Well, you have to, because you are part of the staff, you don't have to get tickets, but you have to just go online to thespikeonthemic.com and tag us and let us know that you're interested, and then we will make arrangements for you to be in the studio audience.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you asked.
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen and things move. That's how we do here.
Wow, that's great.
I'm not getting a cut of those tickets, you know, I don't think.
That's discussion that needs to be done in private.
Yeah.
That's right.
Discussion that we should talk about later
on. Okay, we'll talk about that after the show.
Let me know what's on your mind. All right, so listen.
Yeah.
There's another reason we're here, or not reason here, but if we ever need to know stats and facts, we have a guy who's, we like to call an idiot and a savant, mostly a savant. So we just call him Bill Smuts.
Yeah.
Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like political correctness to the Spike on the Mic show.
Oh. Political correctness?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So he's apparently not here at all. Yeah.
Not sticking.
Oh,
not sticking.
Okay.
And by the way, it reminds me of something I heard the other day. Do you know what a person from India, or who a person from India's favorite NBA player is?
Ooh.
Hold on, let me give him a minute. No, I don't know.
Steph Curry.
Oh. Ah! You see, that's kind of ethnic, but it's still kind of cute.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know.
And it's political correct, right?
Yeah, I think it's politically correct. I believe it is.
Okay, well, to go ahead and round this show out, back from his big VIP executive position here, he graces us with his presence after he makes all that big money hauling gas.
Yeah.
Let me call him the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I am sticking like the luckiest man on earth because I'm sitting here on this show with you guys. Thank you for having me,
man. Hey, word on the street is you got a tongue. You got Me Too'd the other night.
I did get Me Too'd last night. Minding my own business, feeling good. I was sexually assaulted.
Nice. Ooh, did you file a complaint?
I did not. She's really pretty.
Oh, so yeah. Hold on a second. Now, let's talk about that.
Yeah, I've always thought that, too. The difference between sexual assault. And not sexual assault is how handsome the guy is.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, the Spike on the Mic does not condone that. We didn't say that.
There you go. We do not condone or...
I was minding my business, having a conversation. I got up to go do a karaoke song, as I'm wont to do.
And this woman put his fingers in your face and said, smell him?
No, nothing that good.
Oh, okay.
This girl walked up behind me and grabbed my ass.
Oh, a female did.
Yeah. A woman. I was assaulted by a female. Grabbed my ass. I turned around and she pulled me to her and grabbed me and forcibly kissed me. And then said...
In the mouth?
In the mouth.
Whoa. Tongue?
No tongue.
Okay,
no.
I'm sorry. It's my
public,
fantasy.
If you will.
My fantasy.
I was kind of shocked. I was like...
Did you change your song at that point in time?
Yeah, I did. Moon River.
That wasn't Lola, was
River.
It?
No. But no, then she does. She says, don't act like you don't like that. Then she goes and sits down.
Well, she can tell by the...
Yeah.
This going to sound wrong.
Colombian?
By the keys in your pocket. She can tell by the keys.
Oh, interesting. It wasn't a banana. I was happy to see her.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then let's do this.
Was she Colombian and was she from Cali, Colombia? I was just making a hello reference to everyone listening to Cali right now.
There you go.
No, she was not. She's a white girl.
All right.
They got white people in Cali, Colombia.
They had them at prom time last night, too.
Oh. Sounds good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and explain why we're here.
Yeah, what do we normally do?
We do things from...
We're here for three reasons.
Right.
And they are...
No, those aren't reasons.
The three...
No.
Things that we discuss.
We're not here for three reasons.
What are the three things we discuss?
The past, the present, and the future.
Hey, there we go. Okay, I keep getting... Am I getting this wrong?
You are, lately.
Yeah, if you're here for it because of the past, present, and future, that's... Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how it normally goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about three things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got... Okay.
He's the reason you're here.
Yeah.
Here on Spike on the Mic.
Yeah, okay, so we, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about three things.
Yeah.
I got... No, I can't do it. Can't do it no more. No. No, that's not what I was trying to do. I can't help myself.
Listeners, these guys are dancing.
Yeah, okay. Oh. All right.
Phew. All right.
Getting tired.
Hey, you know, for once, there was a majority of people dancing.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's... All right, now.
I count as two people.
I'm out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tie.
Please.
You should have went for that second round.
Don't hit that button again.
Yeah.
What button?
No.
All right.
God. All right, well then also let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
All right, that'd be beautiful. If I press the button.
Okay.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of the official home of the race fan, how did Chase Elliott do this weekend?
There was no race this past week.
Oh, so that means
no free fried pickles.
No free fried pickles today. All right, well, that's okay. Maybe next week. I don't know what the...
Yeah.
what the schedule of NASCAR is, but we need to get us some free fried pickles. Or he needs to get good.
There's a race next weekend.
Oh, there you go. Hey, in absence of...
They're having their own show.
Yeah, what are y'all doing over there? Is a cloud?
Yeah, there's a cloud.
A cloud.
You want to explain?
It looks like Bozo.
I mean, I don't see it. I see what he's... I understand what he's telling me, but I don't see it.
What are you talking about, Boyce?
It's a cloud.
What do you think?
It looks like Bozo the Cloud.
Do you think it is a cloud with a woman with big bosom?
Yeah, it looks like a cloud with a woman with big bosom.
Is she facing that way?
She's facing this direction.
Yeah,
and she's got one arm going
behind her back. Okay, all right. I see what you say because you told me what you did.
I don't
know.
I understand why Schmatz can't see that.
He's never seen a woman with big boobs.
You know what? Maybe he doesn't have two dimensional.
Oh.
He doesn't have 3D eyes.
I still don't see it. I still don't see it.
No.
All right.
Oh, it's gone now.
So, anyway, in the absence of the doctor, the captain, and the clerk, we have to have someone do topic-changing music.
Oh.
And I figured the voice of reason,
all right,
because we're here, he has to do that, right?
Sure, yeah.
I could do that.
He's the only reason we're here.
That's right.
I'm going to try and time it just right, too.
All right. Here we go.
Larry, we got topic-changing music. Oh, my garage.
Okay. We're going to have a new topic, and it's going to start at approximately right about now.
All right. Well, it seems as though you practiced that.
That was so great, you know.
He practiced that, and he thought about it so goddamn cuss word much.
Yeah.
All right. So I like to call this topic here, this time of the day, I'm going to do some work.
This time of the day, I'm going to do some work.
All right. So, and... Couple of us are still on the job employment, and some of us are sitting on our asses reaping the benefits of our employment. But there was a study done by a company by the name of Flexible Offices. I'm sorry, by a company by the name of Work There. There's a website called Work There.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Work There and Flexible Offices.
A division of Flexible Offices.
They did a survey.
Work There.
They did a, you know, in a survey to make it legit, you have to have X amount of people. Well, they looked at 2,000 people.
2,000?
No,
that's a good size survey.
2,000.
1,000.
Right. And they decided on what they think was the most productive day and time of the week
for
most of their more employees.
Guess.
All right, so we'll go around the shipping containers situation and ask them, what do you think is the, according to workthere.com, the most productive time and day of the week? Voice of reason?
Tuesday afternoon between 11 and 4.
Good guess. All right. Since you're in the corporate world now, how about you, Gas?
I would also agree Tuesday right after lunch.
All right. Smots?
Monday morning.
Everybody knows that that's the worst.
It's like, I'm saying there's no real productivity anywhere.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm thinking Thursday. And the reason I think that is because you've been putting it off all week. You know that you're not going to do anything on Friday.
And you got to get it done before the weekend.
You got to get it done, yeah. So I'm thinking Thursday.
Okay. Good. Well, all you guys.
Well, you actually produce something at work, so you probably got the best angle on this.
I would say it's not Monday night between 7 and 8 because they're listening to the Spike on the Mic show.
Yeah, really. That is definitely. No, Monday. Actually, according to the website, they determined that the most productive days of the week are Tuesday, followed by Thursday, followed by Monday, followed by Wednesday. So it goes Tuesday,
Friday,
Thursday.
Nothing gets
Friday gets nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Well,
done.
Half day. You take a half day off on Friday.
Well, I would say Tuesday because Monday everybody's got the blast. Tuesday, hey, you're getting this jump on the week. Let's get it. Wednesday's like hump day. So Thursday's baby Friday, and Friday's just done. So.
Exactly. And also you
baby Friday.
You get it in. Yeah. Let's say between 10 and 11 a.m. is when they say you really crunching numbers and making things happen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tuesday between 10 and 11 a.m. is when people actually work.
Oh, and you said 11 to 4, so you were off.
I was totally wrong.
Oh, no. I was
too late.
I said after lunch.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't wake up until 10:30. So,
And at 11 a.m., I'm thinking of lunch. That's I'm planning lunch, I'm already gone. Yeah.
On second thought, I need to take that back. I'm thinking of lunch at 11.
Between 10 and 4.
Well, they said that most of the respondents said mostly 90%, actually 19% of them said that they're most productive between 8 and 11 a.m. in the morning. I mean, I figure that's after you got your coffee and you done all your newspaper reading, and you probably ready to pop it and make things happen on a Tuesday, Wednesday.
And you haven't gone out and had 4 martinis for lunch.
And at 11 o'clock, by that time, porn's already slowed my computer down.
Whoa, damn.
What are you supposed to do with that?
So all those other people
in
the
office. You get your porn in before 11?
Damn.
You got to.
But doesn't that put you back to sleep?
I've been doing it wrong. I wait till after lunch.
Yeah.
All right, so slowed down. Man. Yeah.
So what do you guys feel about, they say 2% claiming they do their best work between 4 and 6 p.m.? That one, I'm not going to stop.
Oh, you got to get out of the office. You got to bust out everything that you put off the whole day.
I don't know if I'm going
to. Sounds like a lie.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go agree with that one. Yeah, really, at all. So, anyway, I was just giving you guys. Today's show is just going to be informational knowledge, and you guys give me your opinion.
Would that be considered a nugget?
That's a nugget.
And would that be considered past or present or future?
That is.
We can't put that in a bubble. Or in a container, or in a box. So we'll just put that in the past.
You know, my feelings are a little bit hurt because Schmatz didn't give me credit for
Tuesday.
It's
in the past now.
Yeah.
He didn't give me credit for Tuesday. He said that I was wrong because
you
said
11
o'clock on Tuesday instead of 10
It sounds
o'clock.
Like people are stopping their
productivity.
I was
really the closest of all of us.
People are stopping their productivity at 11 is what it sounds like to me.
I think I was the closest when I said Thursday.
Well, Spike said Tuesday between.
I had good reason.
10 and
look,
11.
Look, it's like the Price is Right. It's like whoever could get it without going over. You went over, so technically I won.
All right, fine.
Okay,
My feelings are still hurt.
All right, well, listen.
All right. Something else going to happen?
No,
I heard a bell.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that. They just got up and leave and didn't say bye. But, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Bitches! Yes.
15?
Free tickets. The guy had free tickets.
Now, anyway. All right, so let's go ahead and do Tommy Tangent Music.
Okay.
And it'll start now.
Why do we need Clark?
Perfect timing.
With somebody as good as
that. Just got it.
You got to nail it on the bum bum.
No. All right, so I like to call this topic, Isn't This My Time, Mr. Hand?
Isn't This My Time, Mr. Hand?
Right.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys ever have seen Fast Times.
I've done it. Oh, I thought you were talking about Mr. Hand.
Yeah, really. Oh, that does kind of go in
there.
You do
South Park, and you could
also
do. But it
doesn't go like that,
You could do Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mr. That's, Hat.
That's I've never
South
seen.
South Park is Mr. Hat.
Never seen the South
Mr.
Park part.
Mr. Hat is the puppet.
Well, you guys going to, I don't know how you guys can disagree with this or just give me your opinion. There was a school resource officer.
Yeah.
She was there protecting and serving the resources offices of the schools.
Right.
Because it's in the title, school resource officers, right?
Exactly.
Well, and I'm not mad at her. Her and her man are still madly in love with each other.
Okay, all right.
So
that's too bad.
Oh, this is going to have to do with anchoring in the office, isn't it?
No, anchoring.
Damn.
So during her break, and Voice of Reason, you touched on this a little earlier. During her break, she went in the bathroom.
And anchored.
And took her clothes off.
Yeah.
And sent her man naked pictures of her.
Well, that's similar.
Saying, this is for you. She locked the door.
Right.
And sent him some
naked
pictures.
I touched on this earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said on his time. Remember you were saying something about somebody drinking beer while
you remember
work?
Okay,
what
they
do
all over you.
On their own time.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
this was during her lunch break.
Unbeknownst to her, that information got out to the school. Did I tell you she was a school resource officer?
You did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
That's a very pristine, uppity kind of a job.
Yeah, well, but you made me think that the school resource officer, reef officer? Yeah.
Resource.
The school
resource officer
was a guy, and his girlfriend was there.
I don't know how I made you think
no,
that.
No, she was the officer. I got that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
See?
She's the officer.
She's the officer.
All right. Okay.
So she went in the bathroom and did some videos of her in her nakedness and sent it to her husband saying, baby, because you can hear the audio saying, baby, I hope you enjoy this and like this.
All right. Now, husband is in her office.
No, the husband's at home, another hole off the planet.
But she sent it to the whole link of all of her email
with
people.
Another woman? No.
Huh?
With another woman?
Okay, this is, you guys are just making this into a big fantasy.
No. Yeah.
No, she was just in the bathroom solo because there's a video of that.
Do you have the pictures?
They blurred it out, though. They blurred it out, but you still can hear the audio. She was in the bathroom doing sexy time for herself, and she sent the video to her husband.
All right.
Now, somehow, and I don't know how.
We're not going to get to see it?
No. It got out. They terminated her.
Yeah.
From her place of employment.
Why?
Now, my question is, why is that wrong?
Yeah. Well, because she probably wasn't attractive.
Oh, that could be it, yeah.
I mean, come on. Don't be doing that here.
She should have just grabbed his ass and forcibly kissed him.
Yeah.
You know you like
it. Okay, hold on. You guys missing it wrong. Missing it. You're saying it wrong. This woman went in the bathroom, got naked.
We know that.
Took videos and sent it to her husband.
Yeah, right. And you're asking why she was fired over that.
On her lunch break.
And we're saying because she was.
I want to know why, too, because how did anyone get access to the pictures is what I want to know.
I think I know the answer. She accidentally went into the men's room.
No, she locked the door in the ladies' bathroom.
Okay.
Took her uniform off.
Right.
Did the naked thing and sent it to the husband. I don't know how this got out. They fired her saying that. Hold on a second. Before I go to.
Sounds like her husband maybe shared with a few people.
Do you agree with her termination, Smuts?
No.
I'm sure that there's rules against it about taking naked photos of yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah, but why should anyone else see it?
Well, someone did. It didn't matter. Someone did see it.
Well, I think that's the crux of this.
Well, you know, they're porn. Someone sees everything.
Okay, so you think she's going like this on freeporn.com when she sends it out to her husband? Hey, make sure you post this on free porn.
Voice, you think she should have been terminated?
I think a school resource officer has access to every student's email, and she may have accidentally sent it to everybody on her email list.
Okay.
And that's why she was terminated.
All right. Gas man?
Disagree with the termination. Unless it violated some kind of code of conduct, rules, blah, blah, blah. But to me, that's akin to going in a bathroom and changing a tampon. What's the difference? The door's locked. Who knows what you're doing in there?
Yeah, exactly. And PWs?
Well, as you know, I'm an ex-police officer. And we had...
F the police!
We had a huge... book called the Standard Operating Procedure.
Operating Procedures. Yeah. And if it wasn't in there?
And it wasn't in there. There was nothing saying I couldn't take all my clothes off in the bathroom and send a picture to my husband.
All right. Now, listen, we just have a guest that's walking by.
In there.
Those were different times.
He has some kind of authority on hiring, firing, and how people should do.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I'm not going to say
for a
position
living.
Here. For a living.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Do you? How you feel about
well, maybe
this?
Maybe you should ask the same question, but make it one of the lovely.
No, no, I'm just no. Of a school resource officer, she went in the bathroom, got completely nude, took some videos, and sent it to her husband, saying, "Hey, baby, I hope you like this."
Right.
Somehow, they found out about it, and she was terminated. Now, my question to you, Louis, do you think that this was a rightful termination?
Oh.
Hold on.
You know, I'm going to probably have to open your mic.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go.
Yes.
Go. Mic check. Okay. I mean, it's not my place to say whether it was rightful to terminate.
Yeah, that, we want your place.
But at the end of the day, jobs, there's always rules and regulations, and it's...
Talk directly into the mic. Yeah.
For example, conduct unbecoming. So, unfortunately...
And she was an officer.
Unfortunately... With certain jobs, there's a certain level of integrity.
Expectations?
Expectations that are held that are not the same as a gentleman who drives.
You have to look at anybody. Just talk to the mic because we can't hear you.
As a gas truck, you know what I mean? The standards are different. And as long as the rules are there, it's conduct unbecoming.
Just like when I was in the military, officers had different rules than enlisted men do. I was enlisted. Officers had different, you know, rules and standards. They could do some of the stuff we could do. They could be removed for conduct unbecoming of an officer. So, yeah.
When you were driving rules. A truck, did you have to have clothes on?
No.
But when you were making a delivery, you did.
Yeah, as long as I was clothed when I got out of the truck. I'd drive naked if I wanted to. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, so.
So conduct unbecoming an officer of. What was it?
She was a school resource.
A cop in a school is all it is. Or sheriff's deputy in a school is all it is.
She was not.
Conduct unbecoming of a resource.
Well, Lake City chimed in and said she should have been fired.
What really? I see. Lake City, yeah.
Yeah.
What if she had her badge tattooed to her boob?
And then she still was wearing the badge. Now you're talking.
Here we go again. This is your party.
I mean, was it because she was not wearing her badge at a position? Is there a technicality?
I think. Here is.
There's got to be more to the story.
Yeah, I want to know how the picture got out. If she was locked in a locked bathroom, sent to her husband.
I know.
How did anybody find out about it? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
And now we're going to find out.
Well, what happened, they was doing an investigation. I guess a rumor got out there. So the school did an investigation on the situation, and then somehow they got the video.
What school? What kind of school
is
this?
Kissimmee Charter Academy.
A charter academy. So all a 12-year-old probably walked in, saw like, no, what I'm saying is, we don't know. Someone got word that you just said word got out.
Right.
So somehow someone had to know something. My guess is maybe a 12-year-old walked in, saw the lock stall, saw a cop uniform on the ground or a school resource officer on the ground uniform.
I'm thinking maybe the ladies' room has a camera.
Well, that's all different.
Could be it. Yeah.
I think at a school, I think you got some issues with that.
It's a Chuck Berry charter school.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would want to open themselves up to that lawsuit.
Well,
is there any explanation as to how she was found out?
I've said no.
I'd like to know about it.
They were investigating the husband and wife. Maybe they got into some kind of thing, but the school or the law enforcement was investigating the husband and the wife, and this incidentally came up. And I don't know how they got the video, but the point is that the school decided that we can no longer have her as a job because, and this is a valid point, they said, what if there had been a school shooting? She couldn't have responded.
But she would have been safe.
She'd have to get drafted.
She would have been safe locked in the bathroom.
She'd been safe locked in the bathroom.
Oh, those cowards don't go after school shooters anyway. Look at that jackass. Yeah. He just ran outside and waited. He didn't even try to save the kid.
Yeah.
Coward.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he was saying, but she was not in the position, in case there was a school shooting or an emergency, she would have had to put it, because she took her clothes all the way off, and you can see, they say you can see in the back of the video. I saw the video. Back of the video, you can see
her clothes. Yeah. How come we're not seeing the video
now? Well, it's all distorted and pixelated. You only see, like, she had a belly ring.
Can you see the uniform?
Yeah, you can see the uniform in the back.
Yeah.
Full uniform with the badges and all that. So you have to let this girl go.
Why? Because you had a belly ring?
Yeah, well, that too.
No. Well, I had a belly ring for a long time. I got to get mine back.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people have to go to the bathroom real bad. And if it's a multiple stall, then she shouldn't have been locking that door.
Going to the bathroom, you take all your clothes off?
No, I'm just talking about people waiting in the hall.
Who are you, George Costanza? What's wrong with you?
Waiting in the hall that have to go to the bathroom really bad. And she's in there fooling around.
I guess you're right about that. So, anyway, they had to let her go.
Why would you say that she doesn't need to be fired, Spike?
Yeah.
What is your nugget of knowledge that you're about to impart?
I'll say she doesn't need to be fired because it was a private moment between her and her husband.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I was saying.
At her place of employment.
When you own lunch, you own lunch. You get to. Yeah. Your time is your time.
Go off property.
Drink food, drugs.
Hold on a second. We got somebody saying au contraire.
And you never actually said anything about punching out and being on lunch.
Yeah, this is, she was on. I said the topic was, it's my time, Mr. Hand. She was lunch.
Oh.
Well, we have an ex-law enforcement officer.
Yes.
Did you have timeouts during
None.
So on your vacation.
Bad example.
No, that's the truth. No,
even during vacation, you didn't have time out.
You're considered on duty all the time.
You're held to a different standard.
Yeah.
So let's put the
oath. You take an oath that basically it's
to a different standard. Or in my case, I took an oath.
Yeah, an oaf. It's an F in it.
On this show, is an oaf.
Let's
oaf.
Put this into perspective for Spike here. All right?
Done.
So your current place of employment, downtown Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Allegedly.
No, I was keeping it generic enough, downtown Tampa. Go on, figure that. I wasn't saying
you're
that.
You're not revealing the actual
don't
place.
Don't narrow it down.
I'm keeping it generic enough. All right? So you're on lunch break. You go into the bathroom in the building. You decide to take your pants off, shake it for whomever you're taking a picture for, and send it out. And it comes back around, and they're like, well, you can't do that on employment. Well, it's my time. No. If you go across the street to another place of employment, then you're on your time.
Yeah,
you're still
in
the Wendy's building.
And do it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're contending that I was still on the same premises.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as she was.
Yeah.
That's what's good about working at a trucking company. You can do something like in the bathroom and nobody cares.
I'm finding it difficult.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I'm finding it difficult to agree with you on this one, Spike. I do agree with you, but it's a little difficult.
Wow.
No,
but don't worry. He'll
come back home.
Yeah. The lips will be brown by the end of the show.
Yeah. I'm sure you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I have a hint of I'm almost in agreement with you guys, only because she was on school property.
Yeah, school property. That's it. I have to agree with that.
There you go, yeah, really. But, you know.
And the lips are back.
But she says that this was a wrongful termination because the bathroom was locked and there was no way anyone could come in there and get in there.
Yeah. Right.
Including the students.
Or the shooter. The shooter.
In theory, when you send a picture to your husband, there is no way anyone should know something went wrong.
Yeah. In theory.
Thank you, exactly. Yeah, that's something what I'm saying. How did anybody find out? Yeah. That's a problem.
Okay, so what you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers are saying that as long as no one knows, we good.
Look, yeah, no one was supposed to. It was her and her husband.
I think there's a million things right now in life you could point that people don't know.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And I'm not telling any secrets on this one.
Yeah. Well, Spike, do you have any secrets that would come back to bite you if you didn't have?
Yeah, let's hear about them.
Well,
see what I mean?
Yes, one time in the conference room.
All right. See, here's the thing. If you've got a secret and you want to keep it a secret, you never tell anyone.
Exactly.
If you tell that one person that you can trust, you know you can trust.
Right.
To
this day.
That person has someone
they can trust.
And that person has someone they can
trust. 10 people they can trust.
So now we have three people. Four?
Exactly, yeah.
It's like that old, the old Wild West adage, three can keep a secret if two are dead.
Wow, that's
all right. Well,
words of wisdom from Spike on the mic.
Yes.
All right. Well, I decided
those are the most true words ever uttered on this show. As opposed to you will be thoroughly confused after listening to this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know how to handle that, but I think the woman was, unfortunately. What's the word?
Terminated?
Yeah, unjustly.
Unjustly?
Right.
Big word.
Big word by Spike. Here's a reason why I think she was unjustly terminated. Because they were looking at her for, let's say, maybe tardiness.
And then they see this
on the side, like, oh, wait, whoa, what is this?
How is this randomly coming out?
How did he get out? That's what I want to know. Send it to her husband.
She sent it to her husband.
Maybe the most pertinent question is, was she attractive?
Yeah, it was. I mean, her belly button looked good.
Like that woman who grabbed my
ass. I don't know why she didn't get away with it.
Did she also show it to the principal that maybe she was having fun with at some point in time?
Maybe,
and then she said no
later. Now y'all just add no.
She and the principal were saying yes together, then that turned to be no. And
wrong for termination. I'm making an executive decision on the show for everybody out there in the world here. Wrong for termination. You guys were wrong for using that information against what the investigation was.
The only reason it's rightful termination is she was stupid for sharing it.
Yeah.
With
she showed it to her man.
Her husband.
All right. If she didn't tell him and he didn't tell anyone, then how does anyone know?
That's what I keep asking.
Yeah. Hackers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Spike.
It could have been her husband was involved in an FBI drug bust. They searched his computer. They took the photos, showed it to the...
And then the FBI goes, oh, my God, is this your wife while she's in uniform at work? And, we're going to have to fire her.
We're going to have to show it to the principal.
Yeah, seriously, yeah, Spike. Really. Would you tell another person that it was a good idea?
Unless you plead guilty.
Okay.
To go to the... to the bathroom at work and send,
And you got to get it. Let's say I'm at work, right? I'm sending the job.
Right.
And my woman sends me, hey, Spike, I'm so hot and bothered. I want to see you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Please, just send me something right now. I take my little happy ass into the bathroom.
Do you really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he does.
Here's the question. All right.
Wow.
Say happy ass
and
again.
So
let me give you this scenario here real quick, and I'll go here. We do this show every Monday night at this wonderful Hooters.
Hooters on Hillsboro,
All right. So technically, it's your job on Monday night, 7.
Yeah.
7,
yeah.
Because it's a fantastic agreement, partnership, and everything that we have with Hooters.
Right.
But let's say at 8 o'clock, even though your show's over, it's your time.
Right.
And you get a text and you go, ooh, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, and someone found out you went to the bathroom. You think you'd be invited back to Hooters again?
Oh, I doubt it.
I don't think it.
I
went to the bathroom and what? Used it?
Yeah. Well, let's make this even worse. You're in the bathroom. The door is locked. I'm peeing on the floor right by the bathroom door because I can't get in there.
What the hell?
this took a left turn.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm at this establishment. I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And lock the door.
All right, at 7:55 right now, someone goes in or you get a text. You go, ooh. The show's almost over.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Right.
I might just share something with you.
Yeah.
Now you go in. One of the cooks is sitting there going, and I was like, ooh, what the hell is he doing?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on a second. Gas man, you know what the hell you talking about?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm lost and confused. Now, you do voice of reason. What are you talking about?
I think there's a rule of thumb on putting naked pictures on the internet. Isn't there?
While you're at work.
Yeah.
Just putting naked pictures. No. Isn't there a rule of thumb for that?
There you go, dinosaur.
Yeah.
Flip phones don't do that.
And while you're at work, I think that really puts a little...
extra weight on that thumb.
This is getting more airtime than I really wanted, but Smiles, you got me confused on here.
Real quick, I'm going to spell it out. 7:55, you get a text, and you go, I'll take care of you, text back. 8:02 happens, you run to the restroom. You decide to go into a stall.
Take my clothes off,
You got your clothes off.
Oh, of course.
Someone maybe comes into the bathroom itself while it goes there, and you didn't have that door all the way locked. And, ooh, you're doing something that maybe someone would be there. Do you think that our sponsorship with Hooters would probably go, come on back next Monday night at 7 o'clock? Or do you think that would be over?
And that's the reason why you don't do that.
Okay, what if I properly locked the door?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All that aside,
properly
somehow this video got out.
Mm.
Period.
They always
get
out.
It doesn't matter how,
get out.
What, anything else. They found
That's
out.
That's why I always say no cameras. No cameras.
That's all you're always snapping cameras.
Women.
Weaker legs.
Are taking pictures all the time.
They're worse than we are.
Yeah, they're way worse.
It may be that we as a society are too judgmental.
That was deep, boy.
He just brought it
home, didn't he?
He just closed his whole
damn thing. Give me a pound. Give me a pound.
He just closed his whole damn thing up.
He put a big bow on that one.
Oh, man.
Just too judgmental.
Yeah. Hey, you so down there. Hey, you got a B report for us?
Yeah, actually I do.
Well, hey, let's just do a B report.
All right.
And don't be firing people.
Oh, B report's coming up. Now.
Hey kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Right. Two bees were having sex together.
No.
One of them took a video.
Yeah, really.
Nothing like that.
To the other bee? What happened?
No,
what do?
There's
do you
nothing.
Get rid of that bee? Do you kick it out of the hive?
Do you discipline your bees for that?
No, they have sex like once in their lifetime.
And then they
do.
Die.
Yeah.
No, the male does, but the female mates with multiple males.
Right. Oh, man.
And then she, that's it. That's it. That's all. And the rest of her time is spent reproducing.
Whore.
But today I saw bull ants. Bull ants.
Bull ants.
Around my hive. I don't know if there's some rotten wood there.
No, there's honey.
Yeah.
Got bit by a bull ant. Like
fire ant.
Yeah. Fire ant. Oh, yeah. Those are awful.
Adopted a dragonfly off of a truck grill into a fire ant, and they jumped on my head.
Yeah, it takes a while for those to go away.
I like to watch ants eat things.
Right.
I dropped the dragonfly onto a...
sadomasochist?
No. Oh, yeah. It was sadistic to the dragonfly.
Yeah. It was already dead. It might have served a purpose.
Oh, you were watching a tug of war then.
He was the kind of kid that melted his toy soldiers.
Yeah. And the kind of kid that...
Every kid does that.
No.
Yes.
No. I grew up without toy soldiers. So I don't. If I got a toy soldier.
How do you
soldier,
make bullets if you don't melt your toy soldier?
Well, that's true.
He is one of those kids that went out there and just killed people. All right, so I'm sorry. So you saw ants around your.
Oh, yeah, bull ants. And they weren't going into the hive, but they were kind of going around the front of the hive. But I never saw one of them get in there.
Get in the hive.
Do ants and bees get along?
Not normally.
These were getting along. Apparently, they're very similar in their culture.
Birds and bees get along.
Ants have queens, and they mate once, and they lay lots of.
But hold on a second.
Bees are very similar.
But does
a lot of people think that
Ybor City has queens?
Bees evolve from ants.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah, but doesn't ants and bees have something about the anatomy of an insect? It has like the three. Spots. I mean, three parts of the body: the legs, the body, and the head. I don't know.
Right.
What it's called.
The torso, the abdomen, the
thorax,
the thorax,
yeah.
the metathorax.
Don't all three, all both
and
of them have that?
Human.
They both have that, right?
The bituminin. Yeah.
They bite the humans.
Is that right there? Yeah. They bite humans.
Actually, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, really, they bite humans. Yeah. So, continue on with your bees.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty much it. I mean. There were bull ants, and they were kind of walking back and forth in front of the entry to the hive and not going in.
Is that pretty much the bee report?
So yeah. Would a bee eat an ant?
No, bees don't eat ants.
That was
But it's funny because ants are usually, they're a dominant species, and they will overtake anything. So maybe the bees found a way to block them out.
Yeah.
That's possible, too.
Well, I'm going to investigate further later on, but... for now, I think that's pretty much the bee report.
Mark, would you say you were a bee last night to your woman's aunt
I was a bee to the dominant aunt. She dominated me, grabbed my ass, and forcibly kissed me.
I thought so.
And said, I know you like that. I was violent.
Hey, no, wait.
And she was your aunt?
We have another topic.
What?
And it's related.
No, she wasn't.
It's related to the young lady who got fired. Remember?
No.
Have you ever been fired? Remember? Have you ever been fired?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do
that. I don't want to do that.
Okay, here's what we're going to do next. We're going to play topic-changing music.
Whoa, producer over here.
And now it's time for another topic on Spike on the Mic.
You missed the post.
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah,
I missed the bat.
Jeez, Mark.
That was terrible.
You know, it's bad enough when you miss it, but it's terrible when you
come
it out and miss it.
Yeah.
All right, I like to call this topic here, Snowflakes Falling Everywhere.
Snowflakes Falling Everywhere.
As a snowflake, I would like to hear about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about
liberals?
Political correctness.
No, or liberals, yeah.
What's your opinion on political correctness?
That sometimes it's correct.
Gas?
It has its place, but it doesn't apply everywhere.
Yeah.
Voice?
I don't know, Spike. What do you think about it?
There's his lips again.
It came around.
It has never been more clear.
You guys are missing the point. This is why we're here. And Smarts, how do you feel about political correctness?
Go back to my opening statement.
Which was?
I'm sticking.
You think
political correctness?
Who's gonna see Spike's face?
You think I? Hey, I don't understand this now.
The key is I'm just getting everyone. That's an additional listen because now they got to go back and listen to the opening.
Yeah, to see if we've ever been politically correct. Yeah,
right. Because one thing I've learned about internet stuff and stuff.
Right.
Like, you have to listen for X amount of minutes before it registers. Because if you listen for, like, 5 seconds, it doesn't register as a listen.
Correct.
Once you get past that point, and I think it's, like, 7 seconds.
Seven?
I don't know.
So we could get everybody to listen right, to our so show for
most
7 people,
seconds. Most people click on 5 seconds, I'm out. So yeah. It doesn't register. But we can get them to that next... Somebody recognize me.
Yeah.
We can get to that next point.
That's interesting because you always talk to people when you hand them your CD, give me 3 hours, basically.
Right. No, I say give me 3 listens.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that's basically you have an hour CD, right?
Yeah, but you don't say it that way because it sounds longer.
Well, it could be 3 lessons of 8 seconds.
And plus, I read a book on get your stuff out in 6 seconds or less. Anyway, let's just talk about this.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, now, they are changing the way they use vernacular talking about the people that has some hard times. And I don't understand this, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Or they're not saying poor people or...
Yeah. So I'm getting around
it. What are they saying?
So...
What is a homeless person called?
I don't know, but let me go with the examples I have.
All right.
For example, a person who has just been released from prison.
Right.
What do you think they would call that person? Smuts.
What is that person? Or what are they calling?
Well, they calling it.
I saw the story, and it was some drawn out 5-word description.
Ex-con.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ex-con. That's like the Humphrey Bogart black and white movie.
Exactly.
He's an parolee.
Yeah, parolee.
Not if he's not on parole.
Well,
he's an ex-con.
You know, all we know is that he's just been released, so
ex-con
he could be that. He could be an ex-con.
Could be.
Yeah.
They call that a justice involved person.
What?
I don't know where they're going with this. They call it
Do you remember the old George Carlin where they talk about it was called shell shock, and then it was called operational exhaustion, and now it's post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, yeah,
and it made words longer and softer.
So it just,
the whole thing, yeah.
And so here, what do they call a repeat offender?
Criminal? A recidivist.
A criminal?
Well, that's a big word.
Recidivist, yeah.
A criminal.
System failed individual.
Individual. That's a good one. Yeah, you should call them.
System failed.
Yeah. Are you studying up to be a liberal?
I'm just saying San Francisco.
You're going to jump the fence?
Yeah. Nope. They call that person returning resident. This is getting... I don't know how to spell ridiculous. It's getting crazy. All right. And then they call a person that's on probation.
Right.
A person under supervision.
A probie.
No, person under supervision. And then someone who is under 18 who has been involved in criminal activities.
A dirtbag.
Juvie.
You're going back to your cop days.
No, that's called a young person impacted by the juvenile justice.
No, that's a dirtbag.
It's cool. I don't understand that. And... Is that all they're using? Now, the Board of Supervisors are using the first-person language guidelines. Here's the point. I don't understand that. Why are they doing this? Gasman, why do you think they're doing this?
Because society in America is getting soft, man. We got to get harder. We get too soft.
This isn't America. It's San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, San Francisco? Oh, yeah, definitely San Francisco is getting soft. My bad. Yeah, getting soft. Thank you.
Voice of reason. You always have a reason. Why do you think they're doing this?
He wants to know what you think.
Well, I'm just going to say my own. I'm going to come up with my own opinion.
Whoa. Oh, snap. Go ahead.
Mine is that America's getting softer.
Is an echo in here?
Yeah
really. Yeah.
Well, I just thought about
it. Is it America or
San
Francisco?
I've just been thinking about they're trying to soften the words up and people are trying to make things a little bit easier for people that do bad things.
Oh, smuts. What's the thing the goal of this is?
Well, because we are talking about San Francisco, the people who are making these decisions, it is equivalent to what I believe Jack Nicholson quoted in the movie As Good As It Gets, when he was talking about how he writes about a woman, he takes apart all reason and accountability and then writes from that perspective. He thinks of a man takes away all reason and
account.
And rights from that.
The views and opinions of Bill Smith does not represent.
That's in that movie. And
it is. Just throw that out
there. How do you write a woman so well?
Yes, yes.
Thinking about Jack Nicholson, Lon, I was thinking, I'd rather stick needles in my eye.
And he says that to the gay guy, yeah. I think.
I take away, I think of a man and take away all reason and accountability.
Yeah. That's one.
It makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
All right.
Speaking as a man.
Me being a guy who agree with political correctness, because the only reason you go against political correctness is to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah, hurting somebody's feelings.
That's the only reason. Right. So I'm okay with political correctness. I'm kind of not okay with San Francisco changing these terminologies in order to make people feel good.
I'm not either. Call it what it is, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like
I've been arrested. I've been in jail. I got arrested.
You're not helping. Yeah. You're not helping the people.
It is what it is.
By giving them soft words.
Exactly. By the way, realizing real quick that Bill Schmontz might be accused of being a sexist, I will just say that while
might be.
Well, yeah
really.
While Jack Nicholson's description is correct as far as a woman goes, he's probably not quite correct thinking that a man is totally the opposite. So
yeah.
I got assaulted by a woman last night. I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
Shut up, ladies.
Yeah, really.
You're as bad as we are.
Right.
Would it be hurtful to a murderer to be called less than a other person's life-challenged individual?
Yeah.
That's a good one. But it's along the same lines, right?
Yeah really.
Respecting other people's lives
are
difficult for him.
They actually did have a term for murderer in there. I don't remember what it was, but it was something very stupid like that.
Yeah, somebody killed my grandfather's uncle, and he's a murderer. He's not anything but a murderer.
Yeah.
Well, to you, but to the society,
what about people looking at him?
He's challenged.
He's just a misguided, unfortunate situation. Loss of life person.
No, to most people, he's a black.
Oh, I'm going
to
say he's lucky.
Most he's a black guy.
He's lucky he got arrested, is all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because in Lake City.
Oh, he got life instead of.
In Lake City, we all got together in our uncle's trucks and went riding the streets looking for somebody.
I'm a country boy. What do you think?
Really?
We did?
All right,
got him before we did.
That was just something I wanted to throw out there and get you guys' opinion. I have lots of things up in my mind that I need to get you guys' opinion.
Nuggets.
Yeah. So here's another topic-changing question of the day.
Okay, so now we're going to have another topic-changing question of the day, and we're going to have it now.
Oh, good God. Good job.
On the spot on the mic show.
I said, listen to me. Yeah. I need you guys to sit back and sit on your couch, and this is the situation that you're in.
All right, so now we're talking my area.
Yeah.
Sitting back on the couch.
You meet someone. There has no topic, but this is a question of the day. You meet someone, y'all hit it off. I don't know if I told you already.
No.
Y'all hit it off. This person does everything. He or she likes everything that you like. Right. Y'all conversation is good.
Right.
Where you going? Your house? She has a good job. She displays everything you like. Good conversation.
Yeah.
Good looks, a job, a house, and a car. But the one thing you find out about this person is deep in debt and has bad credit. Question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Yeah.
Is that a deal breaker for you? And I'll start out with you, PW, since I was looking that way.
No. Not unless I want to borrow money from her. Yeah.
So you will continue on with this relationship.
Or if she wants to borrow money from me, then it's an issue.
Right.
But as long as it's just anchoring involves, everything's fine. Yeah.
Gas man.
No, it's not a deal breaker. I've had issues in the past, credit issues and debt issues. I'm good now, but I wouldn't, unless she was trying to put that on me, then I wouldn't.
But once y'all ink and get together, it's going to be some of you.
She's got to fix that before that happens.
Oh, so you tell her get it done and come back and see me later, huh?
No, it's not going to be a deal breaker, but as long as she's working on it, I'm not going to abandon her because she's at credit.
Oh, come on, she's working on it.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, for me, right?
Yeah really. Smart.
I get that enough of my job as it is.
Let me answer for Steve. What do you think, Spike?
If I had no damn no. If I had the all off genie in the bottle like a poof, that's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Because you guys
should tell Steve before he comes back.
Somebody should realize that. Once it's my money, her money, our money, or somehow I'm saying it wrong.
Right.
Once it becomes us, then all my stuff is theirs. So.
What if you just, I mean, define relationship.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Marrying a girl? What are you talking
about? Are you talking about a date?
We're kicking it. We're going through a relationship. We're learning about each other. Right. And then we're getting ready to go to the next step. What is the next step?
Why don't you just keep it at that level? I mean, are you saying, because, I mean, keep it at that level for, like, years and years.
So keep everything separate.
Well, yeah, that's what you're doing.
Okay, number one, I'm divorced, so if I ever get married...
You're not getting back together with anyone.
What I'm saying is I'm not ever giving a woman access to my money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. They put it on you.
No, never.
Put it on you.
Hey. My money's my money, your money's your money.
Countries
there's no
have
our money.
Fallen over that stuff.
Oh, I'll never get married again then.
All right, voice of reason.
Yeah, I agree with you, Spike.
That's you're right.
Do you know what he actually said, though?
But it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh. It's true. All right.
I mean, I've never heard
me and the
greater
voice of,
words of wisdom.
Me and the voice of reason are not going to let some scallywag come and get into our what we built.
But yeah.
We've worked hard. We built credit, money, all this shit.
But I wouldn't give up on a relationship just because you.
Yeah, I'm giving up.
Just because.
You're hitting it. You're liking it. Why not keep hitting it?
Yeah. Why
do you have to give her access to your money is my question. Why do you have to do that?
Yeah. And why can't you hit it one night?
Because it's the right thing to do. Yeah.
Right. By the way, Voice of Reason, you have a homework assignment for next week. You need to go back and listen on the podcast.
Yeah, and find out what you agree.
Like 54 minutes to find out what you agree to.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But why do you have to give her access to your money? Because you're in a relationship. I don't understand that.
That's how life happens.
Yeah,
I know.
It's 50-50. It's 50-50.
No.
All right, well, dang that. You know how this shit, how this stuff works.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, when we're having fun and we're making up stuff and doing, giving knowledge to people, time flies. So we got to go around the room and ask you what stuck with you. And let's start out with you. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
I guess I could have waited to go to the men's room.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah, you was gone for, like, these many seconds.
Yeah.
You okay?
Did you wash your hands?
He always washes his hands. That's why I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like 10 seconds of...
That makes it
who's
longer.
Gonna waste warm, fresh urine?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my damn.
Sorry,
I was drinking. All right, PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that Steve is still a big kiss ass.
No, he is a voice of reason.
He's a complete
kiss-ass. You guys listen to his voice of reason.
I now understand why you call him that.
But what about the ants?
And why you call him the reason we're here. Because he always agrees with you.
But what about the ants and the beehive? Didn't that stick with you at all?
I enjoyed that part.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
I mean, we are kindred spirits, but
talking
that
about
made
himself.
No damn
real
sense.
Real quick, you are now questioning his bee report. Yeah, what do you think of that, Steve?
Yeah.
What
are you going to give up
questioning
bees?
Questioning you and your reason that you gave us here to be here.
Well,
what do you think of that? Because Spike said that.
Everybody occasionally has doubts. I mean, not everybody can believe all the time. There's
What if Mark came on here and said...
I mean, even Jesus had his doubts
dang,
at times.
You went sandals.
What if the gas man... What if the gas man said, like, I really thought that bee report was bad today? What would you say to him? Same thing that you say to Spike?
Yeah, I'd go sandals.
Yeah.
Hey, gas man, what's stuck with you tonight?
What's stuck with me is that I really miss being on the show. I'm really happy to be back.
Hey.
Thank you for having me. And on behalf of Hooters and Chase Elliott, the next NASCAR race is from beautiful Darlington, South Carolina.
Yes.
Sunday, September the 1st at 6 o'clock p.m. Go Chase Elliott. Free pickles.
Go Chase.
I think it's actually the start of the playoff series.
Playoff. Hey, so let me ask you this. While you send your job doing job stuff, do you ever wonder what's going on the show?
All the time. I'm going to call in next
time. No, you don't have to. It's not required.
You're going to call in. You can broadcast that.
Are you going to take a break, go to the bathroom, and call us while
next? Send us a video.
I'm not admitting to that on the air.
Yeah, without your clothes on.
Did I ask you what stuck with you?
No, you didn't. But the fact that the gas man, a big fan of being assaulted before he sings karaoke.
Oh.
She was really cute, though. You should have seen her.
There you go. What did you dedicate that song? What happened after the song?
She was eating somebody else's chicken wings, and then she disappeared.
Oh, don't ever suck on another man's bone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to change my guess what sticking with me. They're stuck with me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
This is an award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. Hey, go to Creative Loafing. Check it out. Oh, hit on Spike and vote for us because we need to win some awards.
Yeah.
Love you so much. Spike on the Mic. I'm out. One, two.